7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. The Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you today?
Great, Tony. Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting. How'd it go?
It went great. So we had a lot of cancellations, so we only discussed three applications on the agenda. The first one being the Town of Greenwich renewal of a lease with the Greenwich Arts Council for space at the old, now the Senior Center, the former Town Hall building on Greenwich Ave. This was open at the last hearing and left open to address some language in the lease agreement. The commission approved the lease, new lease, and provided some conditions regarding subleasing and making sure that it's all continues to meet zoning and not leased out to certain parties that may not be allowed in the zone in downtown. The next item we heard was UB Greenwich 2. This is 138 East Putnam Avenue, the CVS building, former Pocelli's building in Coscob. Katie's Cleaners is leaving, and a hot yoga studio wants to open up in its place. The parking on the site is not legally non-conforming, so they don't have as many parking spaces as the regulations specify for the uses on the site. And when that happens, it needs to go to the commission for approval, you know, for the subjective approval. The applicant provided a traffic study and showed that there's a significant number of parking spaces available at most times of the day and enough to accommodate a 22-person fitness class. So the commission approved that with some minor conditions. The next was 240 Railroad Ave Realty and Development. That is 281 Railroad Ave and Zero Woodland. It's the old pole yard for Eversource on Railroad Ave. If you remember, it's a vacant lot right now. This is a moderate income unit development. This is local below market housing ordinance. One of the first ones we've had in the last 4 years, and, you know, this is a different flavor than the 830G applications. And the applicant's site has a lot of infrastructure underneath it, as you can only imagine, with it being former electric company property, as well as a private sewer lateral. The design of that was just not ready to go through a final site plan decision, and the applicant converted the application to a preliminary site plan and got initial comments from the commission regarding items that they would expect to be addressed prior to a final site plan application. And that was the end of our meeting last night.
Wow. How long was it?
We were done around a little before 6, actually. Two and a half hours, 3 hours, so it was pretty good.
So you didn't have to take the dinner break at 7 or 7.30, right?
No dinner break. Yeah, we cut it off before we had to go. So, well, I guess we had a longer dinner break, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. All right. The lease agreement for the Arts Council, how long is that?
That's 10 years.
It's a 10-year lease. Okay. All right. And let's see. So you had 240 Greenwich Avenue. That was all postponed.
Yes.
So really, that was it. All right. What do you got coming up for the next meeting?
Yeah, so 240 and the postponements on this meeting will be back. One of those for Casmar. Another is 137 Dubling Road. We will probably have that at the next meeting or first meeting in July. We are also looking at having back the Country Day School and their renovation expansion of their new their gym facility on the 401 Old Church campus. That will probably be back at the next meeting. I have my other list here. 29 Meadowcroft Lane will probably be discussed at an upcoming meeting, as well as 9 Glenville Street. That is a HO moderate income unit also in Glenville, kind of near Angus Lane. And that is, I think that's about it.
All right. Well, I guess enjoy the short meeting while you can, right, Pat?
I'll take him every once in a while, sure.
Absolutely. All right, great. Well, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great day. Thank you.
Great, Tony. Thank you.
That is Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, on last night's meeting.